Nearly 100 years after first opening its doors, the Elite Cafe is closing them. The announcement comes as a bit of a surprise to the community and to staff. One manager, who spoke to KWTX under anonymity, said employees were instructed not to talk about the closing. The Elite, which has remained a Waco fixture on the traffic circle, is reportedly closing due to economic reasons. The Elite Cafe, originally owned by George and Michael Kolias, immigrants from Greece, opened in 1919 when the two brothers purchased the dining spot. Originally located in downtown Waco at 608 Austin Avenue, the Elite Cafe's traffic circle location opened in 1941. But after the aftermath of the 1953 tornado, the downtown location struggled and closed its doors in the 1960s. The traffic circle location, however, remained a popular destination. In an interview with the Baylor Institute for Oral History in 1994, George Kolias talked about the Elite Cafe surviving during the Great Depression.
We survived. We stay in the business. But it was very, very difficult. Very difficult. For one thing, we always love to help somebody, feed him if he needs it. But it got to the point, there was command on a line, not just one, 15 or 20 on a line, and look what you saw funny. I'm talking about a little bit rough. Otherwise, you give him something to eat or what? It was very bad. Of course, we didn't try to turn them down, give them something, light soup or something. But it was very bad, very bad.
It's said that Elvis Presley, while a private station at Fort Hood in Killeen, would travel to Waco and dine at the cafe. The brothers eventually sold the restaurant when in 1986 they faced a decline in business and vast renovation costs. Texas restaurateur David Tinsley purchased it for a reported $1.3 million. But history has a way of repeating itself, and in 1999, Tinsley sold the restaurant to its most recent owners, the Ford Group, who closed the Elite yesterday.